Welcome to Praying the Psalms with your host, Sincera Johnson.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Praying the Psalms Daily. I hope that you find something that encourages you, that helps you. Today's episode may step on a few toes. The subject is, what roles do idols play in your life? And we're going to talk about five idols that may be blocking your path to greatness, five idols that may be blocking your blessings. So first of all, let's start off by defining what an idol is. An idol is simply something that people worship. It's an object that people worship. It doesn't have to be a physical object. It can be innate. But our scriptural text today is Psalm 31:6, and I'm going to read from the Living Bible. I worship only you. How you hate all those who worship idols, those imitation gods. And that is actually what an idol is. It is something that we place in as priority in our life in front of God. We're given 24 hours in a day. And of course, we must work to, for many of us, most of us have to work to provide for ourselves. We have families to take care of. And there are things that life just consumes that require time. We're not awake those entire 24 hours. We need to sleep, need to get exercise, need to eat, need to prepare food. But what are we, one thing, way to identify idols that are in our lives are the things that we spend the most time doing. So we're going to talk about five things that you may be idolizing in your life and not even be aware about it. And a part of this comes from a song I've been listening to on repeat, Kirk Franklin's album. There's a song called Idols. I encourage you to listen to it. And I'll just read some of the lyrics. And it says, give me your idols, every god that you made. You know the things you love more than me. You die if I took them away. Give me your options. Let me be the first one to call. Now you must choose what I am to you, God of all or not God at. So when we worship idols, when we give time to things that, more time to think other things than we do to God, they become idols in our lives. And as this song clearly expresses, God doesn't like that. And these are things that we would die without. And the truth is, God is the source of life. He should be the only thing that we would die without. So let's talk about five idols. First up is social media. A lot of people idolize social media. They use it as a measurement of their success. They use it as a measure of their importance, of their influence. And they spend countless hours per day on social media. Social media becomes a source of news. It becomes a primary source of entertainment, and it becomes the ultimate authority in many people's lives. Social media is not to be idolized. It has positive uses, and it can be entertaining. However, how much of that time that we are devoting towards social media can we spend in prayer, or can we spend in something else that's going to draw us closer to the things that God wants us to do? So social media is an idol that we need to be leery of. And again, idols are often things that are in our lives, and there we are spending a disproportionate amount of time with them and give them a disappropriate amount of weight in our lives as compared to our relationship with God. Let's talk about our appearance. Some people, again, this is a social media thing, even more so social media, and has impressed us more than others. We place too much value on the way that we look. When I was a teenager, my mother used to call it primping. In the mirror, I thought I was just getting myself together, but apparently I was primping in the mirror. I don't know how much time it takes for anyone to get together in the morning, and that's not making an idol of your appearance. But what is making an idol of your appearance is to become obsessed with that is your main concern in life. And there are times where you may be on your way somewhere. Are you right? And here's a sign that your appearance is an idol. Are you constantly running late because you don't have enough time to get yourself together? Don't make your appearance an idol. God created you beautiful just the way you are. I'm talking to myself as well for each of these. So be clear, I am not standing here in the seat of judgment. I am standing here in a seat of observation over my life before I talk about it in anyone else's life, okay? The third thing that people idolize is money, and they will do anything to get it, legal, illegal, cut a corner. They don't care. They will do anything to get money. And God says that he makes provision for us, and I've learned that money, that provision is not always money. God will make provision in ways that are not financial. We should monitor our finances. We should be good stewards. The Bible speaks of that. However, we should not become obsessed with money to the point that it rules and controls our lives. And speaking of money, tithing. I know it's a touchy area for many people, but tithing is very important, and I am telling you, is one of the keys to success in every area of your life. So far we've discussed the idols of social media, our appearance, and money. Here's something else that we can worship as an idol. We can place on high importance. Food. I love to cook. I even post pictures of the food that I cook. It's something that I enjoy. It's therapeutic for me. And I started my food journey actually when I was 15 years old. And I had an episode after an all-night skate party, and I went into a coma. And I was diagnosed as being hypoglycemic and told that I could expect to be diabetic by the time I reached my 40s based on my father's family history. I got Encyclopedia Britannica out, because that's what we didn't have the internet then, that's what we had. And I learned that diabetes could be controlled by diet. So that's another reason I've chosen over the years to cook for myself, because while some people may say I'm a health nut, I don't think that I am. But do we become obsessed with food? Are we become obsessed with just eating it and not being able to control ourselves? And if we're in a situation where our health is impacted by our diet, are we willing to make the changes, or do we just idolize food that much that we don't care about our health? The Bible refers to gluttony as well. That's making an idol out of food. So far, we have social media, the way that we look, money, and food. And the last thing is name brand items. Material things overall. Do we worship material things? Do we make getting those material things, is this different? This is different than money, because this is actually referring to purchasing, obsessing over getting things. Listen, if you can afford a new car every year, that's on you, and you choose to make that decision, that's your decision. But are you being fiscally and financially responsible enough so that it does not jeopardize the rest of your life? And name brand items, listen, there are some name brands that my friends know that I have a particular affinity for. However, once you idolize them and you place them above anyone else, you begin to demean others who are not wearing that label or not wearing that brand, or to think that you are superior than them. God does not want us to idolize anything. He doesn't want us to spend more time or give more allegiance to anything other than Him. This same scripture, Psalm 31:6 in the NIV, says, "I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord." The Voice translation says, "I despise the people who pay respect to breathless idols, and I trust only in you, Eternal One." The psalmist is saying how much he loathes those things, and he breaks down that idols are worthless. The New American Standard Bible refers to idols as vain. And the Message, which is a reading Bible, Comprehension Bible, actually says, "I hate all this silly religion, but you, God, I trust." And that's the danger in these things, name brand items, food, our appearance, and social media. Those things become idols to us, and money, they become idols to us, but they are hold no value, pale in comparison to God and our relationship with God. So ask yourself, are those five things blocking the path that God has created to you for greatness? Are those five things, are idolizing those five things blocking what God has placed upon your life? Are you putting your value on those five things higher than you are with God? Are you spending more time with those things, acquiring those things, than you are acquiring knowledge and growing in your relationship with God? It's definitely something for every one of us to consider. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you now as the only true God, thanking you for relationship with you. We thank you that we can come to you at any time of the day with any matter that is upon our hearts. Please forgive us for any time that we have idolized anything in place of you, that we have worshipped anything in place of you, inanimate objects, or even people, situations, relationships, anything that we have idolized to the point of giving them more reverence than we give you, more attention than we give you, Father, to neglecting our relationship with you. Open our eyes, each of our eyes, so that we can see the things that we idolize and the things that we need to do in order to change them, Father. May we never love anything more than you and feel like we would die if you took it away, Father. Let you be the first option in our lives. Show us how to do that and remind us of that, Father. And let us today make the decision that you're going to be God of all in our lives. Today, Lord, we need you now more than ever, always, in all ways. And it is in the name of Jesus, your Son, our King, our Redeemer, that we humbly lay this prayer request on the seat of mercy. Amen.
That's the end of today's show. Come back tomorrow and bring a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Praying the Psalms via Cash App. Visit our website, prayingthepsalms.com, for a special free printable download and to share your comments and prayer requests.